Thousands of striking indigenous Ecuadorians rushed to take back what they consider their headquarters, the capital's indigenous House of Cultures. In an unprecedented move, the government had ordered the police to occupy it last week, enraging the Confederation of Indigenous Nations. Now that they've retaken it, they're celebrating.
This place represents our cultures. This is our home, away from home.
This has been seen as a major victory for the strikers and also the first sign of an important concession on the part of the government.
After almost 2 weeks of a nationwide strike that has paralyzed much of Ecuador, it seemed promising. But not for long. Running battles between riot police and strikers near the Legislative Assembly left scores injured. Indigenous leaders say they wanted to deliver a letter to request that the Assembly use its constitutional powers to question President Guillermo Lasso's fitness to continue governing. The conflict is clearly now impacting not just the economy, but Ecuador's political stability. Near the palace, security was reinforced further as soldiers practiced defending themselves from demonstrators.
We are only four blocks away from the presidential palace, the most highly secured area of all of Ecuador at this hour, because the fear is that the indigenous strikers could try to make it break into the palace by breaking all the security cordons.
As calls for the president's resignation grow, the government is offering to negotiate.
The government is doing all it can so that your voices and protests will turn into effective solutions. Once again, we issue an invitation for an immediate dialogue without delay.
But indigenous leaders say the president must first lift a state of emergency and offer proof that he's serious about alleviating poverty, including debt relief and fuel subsidies. And so the strike and the confrontations continue, with no breakthrough in sight. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito, Ecuador.